I don't normally give titles to my homilies, but I think for this Sunday, I'm going to change my policy on that. So I've decided to title my homily, Action for Advent. Action for Advent. And I say action because throughout the prayers and the readings that we have given to us by the church for this Sunday, there's a lot of action words here for us to meditate on. And we need to take action on some of these things because the church also invites us to meditate on both the first coming of Christ at Christmas time and also on his second coming. It pairs them together this Sunday. And so I want to talk about some actions in our lives to do that better. But before I do that, I'm going to leave you with a cliffhanger there. I want to make a bit of an admission. I'm a big fan of Christmas movies. I love Christmas movies. I think they're great. And I also love Christmas music, for that matter, too. And I'm sure many of us here also love those things. And it seems that during the Christmas season, those get played. In fact, they seem to get played earlier and earlier. In fact, it's probably before Thanksgiving even now, before you start to see movie marathons and Christmas music stations and all kinds of things. And oftentimes, it can even crowd out the Advent season for us Christians. And one of the reasons I think that a lot of people like these movies and like to listen to these songs, even though they've probably seen these movies a whole bunch of times and know the endings and can repeat every line by heart, or they know all of these songs and know how they go. The reason that people love these things at this time of year is because it brings them comfort. There's a psychological comfort about it, especially when we're in the midst of sort of a chaotic season. It's the same reason, too, that a lot of people like to hear the Christmas Nativity story that also can bring us comfort. It's something that is known to people. We know how these stories go. And quite frankly, it's more comforting than hearing about the second coming, which we hear about in our gospel. To be honest, it's very uncomfortable to think about the second coming. It's a little frightening, in fact. Jesus tells us in our gospel that there will be signs, and the sun and the moon and the stars, and nations will be in dismay and be perplexed by the roaring of the seas and the waves, and people will die of fright, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And that's all before seeing the Son of Man coming on the clouds with power and great glory. And all of that can sound a little intimidating, a little scary. And it's scary not because we don't know how the story ends. We do. It's been revealed to us through divine revelation in sacred scripture. But it's scary because we don't know the day or the hour when that's going to happen. But the key for us is not to sit around and debate when it will come or how, and not to wonder whether it's going to happen in our lifetime or another lifetime, or even try and read rather the different things we see in our world, the trials and tribulations and the national disasters and political events, whether those are signs of the end times. None of that is really useful. In fact, what it actually does is it distracts us from our true calling as Christians. And our true calling as Christians is to be prepared. It's to be prepared for both the first coming of Christ and also for the second coming, whenever that may be. But being prepared doesn't just mean that we don't do anything. We should take action in that preparation. In fact, preparedness involves some sort of action. So I want to talk about some ways that we can take action this Advent season to prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ in our own souls. So the first action is to run, to Christ specifically. In our collect, which is the opening prayer that we have, we ask for the grace to run forth to meet Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. To run forth to meet Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. So we should run this Advent. This means that we shouldn't delay. We should seek Christ with our whole hearts and be ready for him with great anticipation. We don't want to slow walk our way there. We want to run to him as a bride prepares to meet the bridegroom or a lover desires to meet his or her beloved. Let's have that attitude at all times. Let's have that attitude when we wake up in the morning this Advent, that we are going to run towards Christ today. We are going to meet him in all things that we do. We should have some joy about that and run towards our Lord. So run towards Christ is the first action step. Second is to beware and be vigilant. Beware and be vigilant. As we run towards Christ, there can be a lot of things that can distract us and lead us off the path. And don't worry, Jesus anticipates this. He tells his disciples to beware that their hearts do not become drowsy from different things like carousing, sins of the flesh, for example, drunkenness, and even anxieties that we might experience in daily life. We can often be trapped by these temptations. And Advent is really a time for us to be aware and to be vigilant against many of those obstacles that prevent us from going out and meeting Christ with great joy. And so we should notice these things in our life. Notice where we might face these temptations and then ask for the necessary virtues that we need to combat these temptations. For example, temperance can help against drunkenness and also against sins of the flesh. We might also pray for fortitude. Fortitude, which is the courage and strength to stand bravely against the anxieties and the tribulations and trials that we might encounter in this world. We should also use remedies that the church offers us, like sacrifice and mortification. Now, Advent has a bit of a penitential character to it. You can actually offer sacrifices during Advent. It's not quite as penitential as Lent is, but it's still a way for us to be able to prepare our hearts as we move towards Christ and to be vigilant. Now, vigilance doesn't mean we just fight these problems some of the time or whenever we feel like it, but we have to be vigilant all the time. Another way to say that is the way Jesus phrases it, to stand erect and to raise your heads, to be aware, to pay attention, because your redemption is at hand. It's our salvation we're talking about. We want to be as aware as possible and as vigilant as possible and pay attention to what's going on in our life so that way we can be ready for Christ. So be aware and be vigilant. The third is to pray. To pray. Specifically, Christ tells us to pray for strength. And this makes us recognize that we can't face these temptations on our own. We can't go against these distractions alone. We need the grace and the strength of Christ to be able to do it. And the place that we receive that grace, that nourishment, is in the most holy Eucharist, where Jesus comes to us at every holy Mass, where we can approach it and receive his strength. His strength is given to us, and so we should offer these things that we need strength for in our lives when we come to the Holy Eucharist, because the Lord is there and will give it to us. It's often very easy for us to get discouraged at Advent. It's very easy to start with good intentions and resolutions and say we're going to do this every day or that every day, and then we find ourselves off the path by the second week, third week, whatever it may be. However, that can actually be a great reminder for us that we need to pray for Christ's strength. We need to ask for his help. We need to rely on him. And a very simple way to do that is just to say, Lord, I need your help. Or ask the Blessed Mother, Mary, I need your prayers. That took all of 10 seconds to do. It's a very simple thing to call out to the Lord and just say that we need his help. We need his strength during these times of trial. And the Lord will come to us during this Advent season. So pray. Finally, increase and abound in love for one another. Increase and abound in love for one another. St. Paul tells the Thessalonians to do this. This is the command that he gives them. And we have to remember that Christ is the Word made flesh. He is love incarnate. And so love for others allows for us to be able to see the person of Christ in others. And so it makes it very concrete. And so if you find yourselves struggling or getting discouraged during this Advent season, a great way is to remind yourself of the Word incarnate that is coming among us and to do a work of charity for someone. Someone in your family, a friend of yours, someone at work, at school, whoever it might be. And it can be very simple and small. It doesn't have to be complicated. but it will make you see Christ in the other person and will remind you that you are preparing your hearts for Christ and to see Christ in the other person. So, run to Christ, be aware, be vigilant, pray, and increase and abound in love. If we take these action steps this Advent, that it will prepare ourselves for when Christ comes again.